Thank you very much for coming along. I'm out on the Roy Ranfield Meteor 350 today, and I know there's a lot of people out there that want to start YouTube channels, but for many different reasons they just don't. And so I want to kind of just help people along a little bit on that one. Now there's lots that I want to put into this video that I just can't get into in one video because it'd be too long. So I'm just going to shoot from the hip really and film this, okay? So now what happens is quite often is I have met people. I've had a couple email me as well, or you know, Facebook me or whatever, you know, asking the best way to go about it, and you know, how to start, really, how to start a YouTube channel. And and I want to kind of dispel some of the common myths. And that first of all, starting a YouTube channel is an absolute piece of cake. Anyone can do it. And anyone can start moto vlogging. And I want to put this in, again, I want to put this in a nutshell, really. Now, first of all, where a lot of people go wrong is they'll start a YouTube channel and they'll upload a video and they'll just cringe at it on their first video, and which is no good. We all have to start somewhere. That is the first point I want to make. We all have to, you know, you only become an expert by making every cock up in the book. All right, that's the important thing to remember there. So if you're thinking of starting, start. But you will be making crap videos. Everybody expects that, and nobody's going to be watching it anyway, because your channel is only going to be so small that it really doesn't matter. So pick up the camera, push record, and see how you get on. You're going to struggle, it's going to be difficult, but that's the same with anything in life that's worth doing. It's always going to be a struggle in the beginning, isn't it? So get on, pick up the camera and push record and start recording. One thing I would say that is very important, which is a really important nugget for anyone starting a YouTube channel or a moto vlogger: don't have lots of dead spaces, all right? It's got to keep moving. You've got to keep feeding the channel and the video itself. Very, very important. It must be under 10 minutes long in the early days until you get more of a following. There's no point having a video where you're just sat quiet, you know, riding along for, I don't know, 2 minutes or whatever. You know, even that pause was too long. You've got to keep the people engaged. You've got to keep them fed. I often look at it as like a little baby. You know, when you're feeding a baby, you know, it wants its food, but it wants it now. It doesn't understand that, you know, you've just got to go down to the push chair and bring it up and undo the jar. No, you want it now. All right, and that's what it's like. You have to keep on feeding them now. All right, so make sure you do that. There's no point, you know, if you have got long pauses, then you're going to have to do what's called jump cut. It means you edit it out, cut that bit, and you bring it to the next bit of talky bit, and keep it fed. And ideally, you know, prior to, I don't know, let's say 1,000 subscribers, you want to keep it around 5 minutes long per video. So get to it, get to the point, and get it done. Another common issue that people that I see people do is they have wickedly long intros. And again, it's the same thing. If people are watching a 30 second long intro for a video that's only 5 minutes, or sometimes, let's say, you know, it could be a minute, then they'll soon have enough of that same old intro. So cut the intro. I personally, I've considered having an intro now my channel's a little bit bigger, but it's something which you'd have to constantly keep on changing, because obviously you change bikes, the seasons change, you know, you don't really want to be watching a summer filmed intro in the winter time, do you? So because it just rubs it in that it's not biking season. So cut the intro, just go straight in there. This video is about that, or, you know, just get straight in there. Now again, you know, I'm saying all this, I'm not saying it as an expert, I'm saying it as my personal opinion. So if anyone wants to have a pop, then crack on, but I'm not interested. That's just my, this is just my opinion. I'm not saying I'm any expert. Now obviously over time, the one thing which you will have to learn is editing. Editing can be a fun process, not so much on my own stuff anymore, because my videos are massive and have to sift through hours of footage, you know, for the reviews, for example. So you will need to learn editing. It is a fun process in the early days, for sure. I find, you know, some people don't like it, but it takes a long, long time. It took me about at least a year to get even semi-fluent at editing. And as with anything YouTube, you've got to really want to do it. You know, if you don't want to do it, then try it, give it a go, knock it on the head. Don't give yourself a hard time. But it isn't easy, you know, learning this stuff. It all takes time. It is a skill set. It is a trade. So, you know, give yourself time. It will take over your life. It does become addictive. But I would say that it does become addictive in a positive manner, in a positive way. So next up is, how much money are you going to earn from it? You're never going to earn money from it. Never go into this thinking you're going to earn money. For me, I earn a couple hundred quid a month. It goes up and down like a yo-yo, but at the moment where I am now, 100,000 views a month, I'm getting around 200 quid, just slightly over 200 quid a month. So that's not going to pay for my family bills and my mortgage, is it? It's not going to do nothing. And don't forget, I've been doing it for a long time. The content that I do is, you know, generally popular content, bike reviews and things like that. So, yeah, it all takes time to build up the 1,000 subscribers and then build the rest of it. But for that couple hundred pound a month, I actually put in more hours than what I do my day job. You know, it's crazy amount of hours, and really, it's a dumbass thing to do, really, what I'm doing. You know, but I want to say I do it because I enjoy it. I do enjoy it, but it has become a job. It's just become part of me, which I like. But at the same time, on paper, it makes no sense whatsoever to do it to the level that I'm doing it. So, you know, really think hard about that. Don't go into this thinking you're going to be making money. And to the younger ones as well, an important point. Don't be a dickhead, all right? Don't go out on your bike and think you're invincible, all right? And do dumbass things, because you make yourself look a twat. And, you know, whether that's riding fast or whee, yeah, you know, all that crap, don't do it, all right? Because one day you will regret it, your channel won't grow, and, you know, your market is very, very limited. So, you know, I'm not saying you have to be sensible, but, you know where the line in the sand is. Don't be an idiot, and don't risk yourself either, because it's dangerous enough as it is, without having the extra brain power needed to film your ride and everything else that you're doing with it. So, you know, content is king, and there's never a truer word said than that. It's that's very, very true. You've got to have a good storyline, or a good reason to film. Maybe you're solving a problem. But overall, like I say, keep it short, keep it sweet, get to the point, get out. That's important. What else do I want to say? Now, this is a bit where I'm going to have to cut now, because I've forgotten where I was. Oh yes, another thing I want to, you'll have to learn actually, is how to do a good thumbnail. There's so many different ways of doing that. Thumbnails are so important, because if you've got a rubbish thumbnail, excuse me, I'll leave that in. If you've got a rubbish thumbnail, then they're not going to want to walk into your shop. That is your shop window there. So if you've got a crummy thumbnail against a lot of other decent thumbnails, then you're out. You're not going to stand a chance. And let's face it, if your thumbnail's crap, then the odds are is that the content isn't going to be great either. So get that right, and yeah, get it right. Now, cameras and microphones. So first of all, let's talk about cameras. Cameras have come down a lot in price now. You don't need a particularly good camera. I would advise having something with stability of some description. That's always a good thing to have, because you know, watching a shaky video isn't the same as watching it something that's smooth, is it? So perhaps do that. And more importantly, and this is where a lot of people go wrong, is audio quality. It's got to be right. It's one of the biggest pain in the asses about doing being a motor vlogger, is getting the audio right. I spent 3 days on, but sadly I spent a lot longer than 3 days probably, just trying to set my microphone up, because I had the Osmo 2 at one point, which is known for bad audio, but I kept on trying to make it work, which I couldn't. So just put a lot of effort into audio, because if your audio's no good, then they're going to switch on, hear a load of wind noise, probably like you are now, and they'll just switch off. They'll be gone, out of it. And then you'll be thinking, well, what's wrong with my video? It's good content. Well, they didn't get that far because the audio's shit. So get that right. It's really, really important. Something I'm still working on, and a lot of it does depend on the type of helmet that you've got as well. So I use a Shark helmet because I know that the audio's good. Goodish, you know, as good as, you know, what it can be. So, but some helmets create a lot of wind noise. I need to turn left here, but I'm going to keep going and talking to you for a minute. So get that right. Over time, you will, this is one of the wonderful things about YouTube, is that you will attract new friends, and that can be friends as subscribers, or friends as collabs, or other YouTubers. And there's people out there right now that you've never met that are wanting to do the same thing as you, and you haven't met them yet. I've met some of my bestest mates doing this YouTube lark, and people that are totally in tune with my way of living and what I want to do. And of course, we've all got a common theme. We all like these T-wheeled iron horses, don't we? So that counts for a lot as well. And the actual subscribers become as much as a friend as, you know, your YouTube, you know, fellow YouTubers. So that's something you've got to look forward to there. So, in a nutshell, forget branding and all that. You don't need it in the early days. You know, don't waste time on trying to be something big when you're not. You're a little channel. Stay a little channel. That's got its own appeal to itself. But do get your audio right as much as you can. Make the mistakes, because that's how you learn. Cock up on every video, because that's how you learn. Every video, do something to make it better than what you did the previous video. That's how you learn. And push record. Even if there's nothing to film, like I did today. I didn't really know how this video was going to go about. It's probably too long, but I'm going to shove it out, because I think the content's there. So I'm going to shove it out. I got something for you to look at whilst I was riding. Push record, get yourself out there, do it, improve on every video, and no dead spaces. Get rid of those dead spaces, because you think that your viewing time's going up, But in fact, it's not. Your people are clicking off a lot quicker than what you want them to. And enjoy it. You know, that's obviously why we do it, is to enjoy what we're doing. Because it is a wonderful hobby. It's a very creative thing to do. It's something beautiful about making a video and different kinds of videos that help people. Yeah, and enjoy it. Well, I'm going to leave you there, guys. So thank you very much for watching, and I'll see you next time.